Our children are the first generation of being raised shared on social media, which makes us the first generation of parents who are raising shared kids. And this is why the topic of sharenting is so important. To be able to protect our kids from the digital age, we need to have these conversations because we're figuring it out as we go along. And this is what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I'm the founder and CVO of Being Connected. I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years' experience in the field. I help parents and teachers navigate the realities of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted, when you work with me, we're putting the children first. So you need to put your pride and ego aside, and let's get to it. Hello, and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season three, so I invite you to go and check out the last previous seasons, the last two, so you can have a look at some of the topics that we've already talked about. There may be things there that will kind of resonate with your reality now. So I do invite you to check out the two previous seasons. So we're going to jump right in with sharenting. A lot of people don't even understand that term yet. What is sharenting? And I'll get a little bit into that very, very soon. But first, I would just want to address the fact that I am, in this episode, I'm not going to be talking about the parents who are exploiting their children for content on social media, right? So not the parenting influencers, the mom bloggers, or anything like that. I'm talking about just us average everyday parents who just like to share some of our children's milestones or funny anecdotes, or just to find other people who can relate to our realities in parenting, which is harmless in a sense. But because we're doing on a very public platform, this is where questions start to come up. And this is where there's a very blurred line as to whether or not sharenting is safe for our children. So we have to keep that in mind. We also have to keep in mind that social media, no matter what our privacy settings are, is a public platform. If you actually take the time to read the terms and condition, everything that we post on there, even if you choose to keep your profile private or your account private, it belongs to something. All of the videos, all of the texts, and all of the videos you post on there is like putting up a huge billboard in your town, or in this case, the entire world. So there's nothing private about social media. Let's make that very clear. It's been made clear since social media exists, but people are still fighting to say, no, this is my stuff, it's my privacy. It's once you're posting it on a public platform, it's no longer private. So keep that in mind. The photos and the videos you put up there belongs to somebody. You're giving them consent to use them as they please. That's just the reality that we're in. So we have to change that narrative as well. Before we jump in, I do want to explain what sharenting is, as for some, it's a rather new term, because like I said, we are the first generation of parents who are raising shared kids. And that's what sharenting is. It's just basically when you're sharing photos of your kids or teens to friends and families, just to include them, your extended family or your extended ne social networks, to include them in your joyous moments and your fun moments. Some parents take it a little step further and start talking about their problems and how ungrateful they think their children is. And this is where that blurred line is, but it's essentially just sharing everything that's going on in your family so that your friends and family that are away, they're not near you, can get to see what's happening, which is in itself a good thing. It's kind of like the family newsletter that people would send out once a year in the post. But we have to make sure now that we understand that it's not just for the people that you are addressing the envelope to now. You are spreading all of that information to the entire world. Everybody can have access to it. So that's why we need to find ways to protect our children's privacy, respect their views as they're getting older. There's some things that they're not going to want you to share, and that's okay. And to teach, to use those moments as well to be able to teach your children valuable lessons about consent, because that's really what it boils down to. And this is why sharenting is quite controversial right now, because even if you have a baby, you're not really getting their consent to be posting all of these hit stories, photos, or videos about them. You're not consenting to them. You're just putting it out there, and they have to deal with it later on. A more general definition of sharenting is what parents do when they're talking about their kids outside of the family circle. So it could be posts, it could be blog posts, videos, or anything that you share through messaging platforms such as WhatsApp Messenger or any of the other platforms that you have. Those are fall under the same umbrella, and it is what we call
And like
sharenting.
I mentioned at the beginning, when I say that we're not all content creators, that we're not exploiting our children for content on social media, most of us are just sharing the information about our children just out of love, basically. We're proud moments, sometimes frustrations, because we want to be really, we want people to relate to our realities. But it's comes from a place of love and caring, not understanding the dangers that we are creating for our children in that. So when you are sharing information about your children on social media, there are two big things that you need to think about before you start sharing content about your child. The first big thing is to think about the tangible harm you may be causing for your children, or that your child could experience from what you're sharing. Those pictures, those videos are downloadable. So now you're giving them access to anybody out there. And we know that on social media specifically, not everybody has the best intentions with our content. It also creates a false sense of connection with your child. So strangers see your child growing up and they feel like they are part of your child's life, even if they're not. So now these strangers believe they know their child and they just want to know more, get more attached to your child. So now you're inviting in potential harmful people into your child's life. So it kind of brings us into that follow-up to that is a lot of times when you're sharing, you are giving your location, you are giving exactly what your schedule is like, your routine, your daily, weekly schedules. We are habitual human beings. So now it is easy to see eventually that every Tuesday you go to the park, every Wednesday you visit the public library. It makes you a target. Because as we know, when children, when we're talking about predators, I'm going to the extreme with this one, predators will groom the parents before they start grooming the child. So you're putting yourself at risk, which will also be putting your child at risk. You're also giving content where we're talking about cyberbullying and the impact on our children's mental health. So now we're talking about older children, not just babies. You may be the source that provides all of the information for your child's cyberbully. So we have to keep that in mind as well. You may be giving some information or showing pictures that will be embarrassing for your child, and that will feed into the cyberbullying. Give you an idea of how serious sharenting is. UNICEF has been getting involved in that. So this is a worldwide issue to the point where humanitarian organizations need to step in. So there's been some research done. There's ongoing research that is being done to see how we can keep our children safe in the digital age. And UNICEF has confirmed there are data brokers out there that are creating digital files on our children from the content they are finding on our profiles. So now, based on the information that we share, there are people whose job is to create folders about your child's life. So now they're getting information on health, growth, lifestyles, everything is in there. So we're building a database of everything about our children. People that we don't know what they're going to use that information for. So if UNICEF is involved, it's usually not a good thing. And I will take it even further by saying that when you Google the word sharenting, you'll get a bunch of reports, studies, medical files, medical research. None of it is positive. So why are we still sharenting? Is the question, right? We have the best intention, but it's the data is there, the information is there, the results are there. There's nothing positive that comes out of sharenting. So just keep that in mind of when I'm saying we're the first generation of parents, we're figuring it all out as we go. That is something we do need to talk about. If nothing good comes out of it, why are we still doing it? The last thing I want to mention about that tangible harm you may be causing to your child is fake images. It's so easy now, especially with AI, to take a picture of your child and modify it as people please to be able to get something out of it. So I'm not going to be talking about the dark web and where your child's pictures could end up for people to make money with. But I'm also talking about memes. If we're talking older children, people can take pictures that you're posting, modify them into something embarrassing so that now it's posted to your child's social networks. And this is where the cyberbullying and mental health issues do occur. So there is a huge, huge impact in terms of actual harm to your child when you are sharing their life on public platforms. The second big thing that you need to be, we need to think about every time that we're doing it, and we think of it as harmless. It's our child. I'm the parent. I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to hurt my child, but yet the proof is there. We are hurting them. Is the second really big thing is that we share things online without their consent most of the time. Now it's hard when it's a baby. You can't be asking your baby, "Do you approve?" You need to think about that before you start sharing. But by just freely posting everything about your child's life, posting embarrassing moments, posting issues that you may have, does not teach your child about consent. And we are setting the example. So your child later on will be posting about everything and everybody, not understanding that that is wrong. It is morally wrong. There is an ethical issue here. And they won't know about it because you've been doing it freely. So they're just following what you're doing. So when we're talking again about cyberbullying or consent for other things later on, we need to start young. And this is one of the examples that we can use as. Are you getting consent? Right? We are setting the example, especially on how we behave on social media. So we would need to be very mindful of that to make sure that we're teaching our children how important to get it is to get consent. It does help with cyberbullying later on. You don't want to be the cause of why your child is a cyberbully, right? Because it's not done maliciously. Again, there's been enough studies on this subject that children were asked what they think about parents sharing everything about them online. And what came up is no matter the age, no matter how old your child is, everybody values how they are being perceived publicly. So a 4-year-old could be just be a little girl. You posted a picture of her in a pink dress, but she prefers her purple dress. And now she could be upset. Because the family's not seeing her in her favorite dress. It sounds trivial, but for a child, this is so important. We can go with your teenager as well, posting photos of them hugging their grandmother or, kissing their auntie on the cheek. That could be embarrassing for them, and that could give them that could put them as a target for bullying at school and online as well. So when kids What you do have to understand is that when kids have feelings or when they're experiencing feelings, they are big feelings. right? They're learning to process their feelings. So every emotion that comes up when they're little, or even when they're preteens and teens, they're big emotions. So we need to take that into consideration. We need to be mindful of that, to not just say, oh, don't be silly, those are just cute pictures, or you don't want to be belittling them. You don't want to be gaslighting them indirectly about how they feel about what you're posting. So if they're t begging you to stop posting, that is a huge sign that you're doing something wrong. So just keep that in mind, that by not listening to them and how they feel, or not even asking them how they feel about you posting about them, no matter what that is, it's a form of betrayal. That somebody that they trust, that they know that they love, that they should go to for safety, both psychological safety and physical safety. There's a betrayal there that you are creating. So you have to be very careful with that. When we are sharing information about our children, you have to, because I'm in this line of work, I see it right away. I can spot it right away, and I cringe. And depending on whether how I know you, I may actually reach out, but that's because that's my job. I mean, we want to protect your children. But you're posting graduate, this is recent, right? Because kids, the school's out now. Graduation pictures. Now we have pictures of all these kids that you probably didn't get consent from the parents to take pictures and post, with the school logo, with the itinerary, or where they're going to be, with all of your plans for the summer. You are telling the world exactly how they can spot your child, where to find your child, where to find you to get to your child. So it's huge. You don't understand that even just posting a picture of you in front of the garage can tell people exactly where you live. If you're posting about your trip that doesn't include the kids, now you're telling people that your kids are with somebody else or home alone if they're old enough. So you're, again, creating some pretty dangerous targets here. If you're posting right during the event or too close to the event, so you're posting about what's coming up, we're going to be there in the next hour, now you're telling people as well how to find you, how to find your child. And again, because we're habitual creatures, it's easy then to find a pattern to where your child is. So there is some dangers there when you're posting about a fair that you are at, an event that you are at a concert that you are at. You are feeding people all sorts of information to now know how your child is, and they can approach them like they've known them their entire life. It's also information that can be given to other people as well, where they can also harm your children. One of the major controversies about sharenting is not just the actual harm that we are doing for your child, the potential harm of your child, but also the fact that we are redefining what a childhood is. So in these beautiful moments where you're posting pictures at the beach, at the pool, we're playing outside, we're eating our first cake, we have icing everywhere. The biggest issue there is that this is showing us that parents are spending their time on their devices during these moments, as opposed to being in the moment to create these moments of connection with their children. So we are teaching our children that posting about the event is more valuable than they are, because we're focused on our phone or on our device, as opposed to being focused on our child. So when we're talking about screen time and the examples that we are setting for our children, if you are preoccupied with sharing these moments, just know that now you're teaching your child that your phone is more important than they are. That device should not be anywhere near you when you are celebrating birthdays, when you're celebrating graduations, when you're celebrating your family time together at a cottage, or just walking to the park, playing at the park. The device should be down. You should be playing with your child. You should be connecting with your child then. So this is one of the major issues that we are seeing as well, is teaching our children that our devices and strangers thoughts of our family are more important than they actually are. So that is a very harmful thing when it comes to sharenting. The dangers aside of the outside world, it's what we're doing internally to our child in terms of their sense of value and how important they are to us. We don't mean it. I know that most of us don't mean to be that. Okay, well, wait, hold on. I don't want to ruin this perfect picture, and but we're ruining the whole moment for our children. So that is what we were teaching our children when we're too preoccupied with sharing. Another big thing too is we're only posting our highlights. We're not posting all the bad things that are happening in our family. So we're giving our children a false sense of reality in terms of they could be very chaotic in the house right now. But we're only posting good things. Oh, it's so wonderful. And the kids are going, wait, what? That's not happening. So they're going to start questioning themselves or whether reality is real or not. That happens a lot in the groups of friends as well, where there's a lot of conflicts, but they're taking pictures and going, this is an amazing day. But behind the scenes, everything is falling apart. So there is a fake life that's going on there that is going to confuse your children as well. And they may grow resentful of it because you're spending more time proving to people that your family is happy when you should be working on your family. So that's another issue with sharenting. So with all of this, we could talk about this forever, but what can we do to protect our children's privacy when it comes to sharenting, when it comes to social media, when it comes to the digital age? The first thing you need to do is to stop sharing overly personal content, right? So before you post, before you publish your post, is it embarrassing for your child? And now, again, ego and pride aside, you can be thinking, oh, but it's so cute. Yeah, but for your child, is that's not cute. Think of it as when you were growing up, if your parents were spreading that information about you, how would you feel about it, right? So stop oversharing overly private information or personal information about your child. Stop the embarrassing stories, right? The silly things that they say. Never, 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 never post pictures or record videos where they are somewhat undressed. So even if it's your baby in a diaper, okay, it's cute. Or if it's just a picture of the back and they have no diaper on, so it's just little cheeks. It's cute. People like that. But some people like it too much. Don't forget those pictures are public property now. And you are putting your child on platforms that you do not want to have your child on. So again, just be careful. No, if you're at the beach, if you're at the on a boat somewhere, make sure that they're covered up. Even if it's waist up for boys, make sure that they're covered up. They are targets as well. Once you post something online, you no longer own that picture. It belongs to somebody. And that you gave them their consent by pressing post or pressing publish. So keep that in mind when it comes to the embarrassing pictures or stories about your child. When we talk about potty training, that is a big milestone. It is a frustrating time in the parenting. But there's some people who enjoy those stories a little too much as well. So by sharing those, now you're opening up an entire other world to your child. Talk to your kids about what you're sharing online and talk to them about what they're showing online or what they're posting online and talk about whether or not it's appropriate so that they can start working that muscle of before they press that post button. Was this appropriate? Is this safe? What information am I actually giving to the world? It is part of the process. Show your work when you're about to post something. Of course, you can't do that with babies, but again, ask yourself, do I want the world to have access to my baby? But when they're old enough, just even if they're three, and say, what do you like this picture? And it's really important to kind of see their insight. It gives you a chance to see how your child is feeling internally as well. So it's an opportunity there to get to know your child in their emotional health and their mental health as well. to see how they feel about themselves in terms of confidence and self-esteem. So that is a good way. Your children are not always going to tell you how they feel inside. By including them in your sharing process, you will get a good feel of how your child is feeling about themselves. And again, don't forget that we are models for how our children are going to handle social media. So if we're free for all posting everything, then that's exactly what your children are going to do when they're with their friends. And there's some serious implications there. Another point I want to make there, because we're putting this all on the parents, but again, we're figuring this out. We're the first generation to have to handle this. We're figuring it all out. I think it's very important to mention that policymakers have a huge responsibility there in making sure that they are making things safe for parents to share information on social media. The terms and conditions of those platforms give free range to the owners of those platforms and anybody involved with them. Policymakers do have a job to do to make sure that they are safer, to make sure that the parents don't have to figure it all out by themselves. Right? We need to hold accountable the people that are creating these spaces for us to share information about our families. Another very important thing that you need to do to protect your child and their privacy and their safety is to ask others not to post pictures of their children. This is huge, especially we just went through graduations and family pictures, and summer camps are coming up, and we're taking pictures of more than just your child, and people are just posting it. The thing is, we cannot assume that everybody knows this is a problem now. You cannot assume that they're so focused on their family that they're not realizing that they're posting other children on there. So this is why when we're approaching people or when we're approaching this topic, is to come up with the thought in mind that more communication is better, not less. That maybe people don't understand the severity because this is all new. Grandparents are not going to necessarily understand what they're doing because this is all new to them. They figured they have a privacy setting, their private account. They don't realize that that photo can still be used. So it is important to stand firm on the fact that when you see people with cameras, to say, you're not allowed to post my child. And have honest conversation with the family as well, with the neighbors, with the schools. Schools have permissions now. They need permission, and it's part of their registration process. But it's important to reinforce them as well. We used to do that in daycares as well, and childcare providers. When we have an event and we're taking pictures, we need to make sure we're not taking other children's pictures, only the ones that we have consent for. But also, when we're out, we used to do this. Kids had all the same colored t-shirts so we could spot them easy when we're going to visit a museum, for example. But other people are taking pictures of the kids because they think it's cute. All these little 3-year-olds are walking around matching outfits. They think it's cute. We actually had to stop people and tell them, you don't have consent. Show me the parents' consent and stand there and wait and watch the people delete the pictures. So it's a headache. It's annoying. We should be spending time with the kids, but we need to talk and educate people that what you're doing is dangerous and that's not right. So we all have a role to play in a child's, not just our children, but every child's life. Make sure that they stay safe. So how can you safely share information about your children and your family? That is another really tricky thing because you can never be 100% safe. Like I said, they're public platforms, they're social platforms. You're just posting a huge billboard to the world every time you upload a picture. So you can't always be, but there's a few things that you can do to make them safe. The first thing before you post anything or upload anything is ask, really look at the balance between the risk versus the benefits. If I'm posting, why am I posting this? Is this to brag about my child? Is it right? What is the intent, the real intent here? Like I said, ego and pride. So you need to weigh in the balance versus the risk. Look at the picture. Oh no, my house number is right there on the garage door. Now I told everybody where my child lives. Oh, now they can see my child's bedroom and which window they're at. And so, again, things you need to look at, benefits versus risks before you hit that button. You also need to look at what audience are you sharing this information with, right? Have a look at your privacy setting, but again, don't forget that they're not fully private. But who are you sharing that with? You have to be very careful if you're part of a parent group or part of a teacher and educator group on those social platforms. You have to keep in mind that not everybody in that group, even if it's a private group, they're not all real accounts, right? So what you're sharing, thinking you're in a private, safe space, especially with parents who have children with some kind of challenge, we tend to get emotional and share a little bit more. S sometimes we're sharing it to people that want you to share and will start a conversation so that they can get more information out of you. It's the same with teachers. When you're tired, overstressed, overstimulated, you will start sharing a little bit more, just kind of venting your emotions. And this is where it is easier to manipulate you when you are in a vulnerable state to get more information. So make sure you're careful with your audience, friends and family, right? But that information is owned by somebody else now. You gave them your consent to share by pressing that send
Another
button.
issue that I'm very strong on is how well do you know the people you're sharing with? I mentioned the parenting groups and the teachers groups, but even extended families and friends, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what their search history is, right? How many times do you see in the news the people talking about their neighbors go, but they seem like such a nice person. How well do you know? There's a lot of people that hold a position of trust in the community that shouldn't be trusted. So be very mindful again of what you're sharing with whom and how well do you really know them behind the scenes, right? Ask yourself, am I giving away my child's location? Am I giving everybody their routine exactly at what time they can find them where? Right. And find you, because don't forget you're a target first. Predators do groom the parents before they groom the child. So the parents actually handed their child over to the predator most of the times. So are you giving away your location? Are you giving away your itinerary, your child's routine, the day-to-day routine, even what they like to eat and what they don't like to eat? We like to post about the child that hates the particular food but love this thing. But now you're making them a target to be lured in with that food that they like so much, right? Is the information embarrassing to your child? It's important to take that into consideration. I've seen posts for teenagers who are graduating high school and the extended family saying how ungrateful the child is for not inviting them to the graduation. So now you're putting that on the child. First of all, schools have a limited number of guests you can have, and you should be celebrating the child's graduation, not what your ego, right? So is it embarrassing? What are you trying to share out of that? What are you trying to get out of it, basically? And again, ask yourself if your parents did that, if your parents put those stories out there about you, how would you have felt about it? Now, I'm going to leave you with this one thing of what to do if you've already been sharenting, right? If you've already shared a lot about your child and now you're starting to see how, what the risks, that there may be more risks than benefits in doing so. Just remember that you're not doing this, most of us are not doing this to hurt our children, right? We're doing this because we're proud of them. We want to share our family moments with the people that we love or the people that we care about. But so don't beat yourself up too much. Like I said, we're figuring it out as we go. So give yourself a little break, a grace. But now that you know, this is what you can do. So start looking at what you've been sharing. That is the first thing. Start looking, go back to what you've been sharing and start deleting, right? Delete the stuff that can potentially give location, anything that has logos, you're taking pictures of the soccer game. Now you have the whole team's logos, information,
And now people have access to the whole schedule of where they're going to be. You may not always be there. So again, just be careful with that. Uniforms, if you're at the airport, some people have even posted their boarding passes. You're giving everybody the itinerary for your cruise. You might as well just let them know where the hidden key is and under which rock your spare house key is. So just start deleting anything that could potentially put your child in danger. Other people's kids, if you've been one of those who haven't noticed, not even you're so focused in the moment, you didn't even notice you were posting another child without the parents' consent. Delete them. Okay. And the context. Look at the context. I said, did that embarrass? Did I talk about how the baby, my child peed the bed and, they're a little too old maybe for that, but they had a bad dream or they dreamt that they were in the bathroom. So, what are you doing? What's the context of the sharing? I also want to mention here that you can actually request to have pictures removed of your child on other platforms. That is a possibility. So look into that. If you see that people have been posting pictures about your child without your consent, there is a way that you can request to be removed. You can look that up. It depends on the platform, but there is a way to say, I didn't consent to that. That's my child. I didn't consent. Remove it. And they can do it. So another thing that you can do. When you've already started to share, when your children are older, when they're, I would say, about between, around 8, 9, 10 is when they can really start processing information and giving you information. So get your child involved in what you're posting. Before you post, say, hey, I wanted to do this. Are you okay with it? Do you want to change anything? What do you think? It can actually create better content for you, even if you get them involved. But also get them involved in the stuff that you want to delete. Maybe the stuff that's not relevant to them anymore and they want to put it down. It's okay. Get them involved in what should be deleted and do this regularly every few months. Go through your profile and go through your timeline and ask, what do you think? Do we remove this? You can remove them. Commit to that regularly to go over it every few months with your child when they're a little bit older. And it will teach them how to be mindful of what they're posting about other people. It will teach them about consent. It will give them a sense of confidence and self-esteem and that they matter, that they're opinions and thoughts about themselves do matter. So it's a lot easier for them to set boundaries later on as well. And they can also teach their friends about that because not every parent is going to be doing all of that. So keep that in mind. This is just a few things. I know I could go on forever, but you can do your research on it. And just keep in mind that it's a question of safety. There's some ethical issues there as well when we're talking about exploiting your children for content. But keep in mind, you're not doing this for a bad reason, but why are you really doing it? Just sharing so much information to strangers, right? And how can you change that, or how can we make that a better place for our children? Because the technology is moving so much faster than we can keep up with, and our kids are not prepared to deal with that either. Since we're not prepared, we're not teaching them. So you do have a duty to do that as a parent to make sure that you keep your children safe online. That's what I'm going to leave you with. If you have any questions, you can always contact me. And of course, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.